B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Kiss. It's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hello.
Yes, everything is done for you. It is saved. Yeah. You may now leave, Nicole. Nicole asking some behind-the-scenes questions. But come back, because we've got to talk to you. She always leaves when the rap party starts, because she doesn't want to get into anything.
Yeah, she doesn't want to talk on the radio. Or the podcast.
You know, it's funny. We will talk about who had more hits, NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys, and we'll bring producer Nicole in to talk about that, because we opened up the show talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But something we didn't talk about on the air today that we kind of talked about off the air a little bit is, obviously, this weekend was a tough weekend for a lot of women and a lot of men, too, who are either pro or against Roe versus Wade, whichever way you fall. I think you should fall pro-choice, of course. I think it's a woman's choice. But like, I noticed that Amanda, if it wasn't for the Backstreet Boys on Friday night, like, Amanda would have had a really rough weekend. But she loved the Backstreet Boys concert, and she had a blast there.
That's good.
And I could tell that everything was kind of like just a black cloud hanging over the house. And it's so hard when you're in a shitty mood to not project yourself onto someone else. And I told her she's got to stop doing that.
I feel like I'm talking to my husband. My husband said the same thing. Apparently, like, I didn't think I was projecting anything through the day. I thought I was in a pretty good mood. We did talk about it a couple times on Saturday. But I snapped on him Saturday night with a completely unrelated topic. And it was just like a quick. And then I said I was sorry.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was about tampons.
Like, oh, my God. There's a tampon shortage.
There is a tampon shortage. And that's what I had, like, snapped on him about. And it had nothing to do with him. It was just I was irritated because I ordered tampons at Target for pickup, and then it said, like, your order can't be complete, out of stock.
Are all the tampons on a ship somewhere out off the coast of California? Is that where we're at?
I guess I need to do, like, some research on it, because I don't know if it's, like, a hoarding situation like the toilet paper was, or if there's, like, or if it's, like, a baby formula thing, like,
the
companies went out of...
don't have
right.
any. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know either. I mean, obviously, my tampon use is little, but I told Amanda that there are some like adult diapers up in the upstairs guest bathroom, because Amanda's grandma comes in and visits. I said, if worse comes to worse, you could put on an adult diaper, giant pad.
Good times.
What did you find out?
It is over. It says the worker shortage and manufacturer shutdowns brought on by COVID-19 and the pandemic has interrupted.
So we're feeling the effects now.
Formula,
of shit that happened
popcorn,
last year.
And tampons.
I'm going to the movie today to finish seeing Jurassic Park. There better be popcorn there.
I was just at the movie and I didn't see a problem. I'm taking cash to the movie tonight to see the Minions.
Oh, good.
You know, they do the screenings or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So I got to go finish Jurassic Park because we got thrown out last week, exactly 1 week ago.
You didn't get thrown out.
The alarm went off.
Okay.
The fire alarm went off, and we couldn't go back in to finish the movie. So kind of got thrown out of the movie. So I'm going back today, although I'm going to do a move. We got vouchers to come back to the movie, but I'm going to go IMAX this time.
Oh, as you should.
Well, IMAX is a little more expensive than the standard ticket.
And you think maybe they're going to make you pay the
difference? I don't think so.
No?
No, I'm just going to say, hey. You know, and then here's the other good thing, too, is the movie times out perfect because we already watched the first 30 minutes. So by the time Dean gets home from morning camp, like, the movie will have started and we'll just go and then we'll catch it.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully. That's the plan. Anyway, so
my
wife does this move, too, and I'm sure we're all guilty of it. Like, when we're in a bad mood, it is so easy to project that mood. And as my wife says, you should. Like people shouldn't be removed from someone else's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm her husband. I should know she's in a shitty mood. What I hated was I had this one friend who was awesome. He was so fun to be around, but then he could flip. And then he could be in a real shitty mood. And if he was in a shitty mood, like, nobody else could have fun. Like, everybody else had to be in a bad mood. And I hated that.
Yeah, that's not a good friend.
And so I was telling Amanda, I'm like, just try. Now, listen, imagine your husband telling you this. just try on a daily basis to be happier than sadder or madder.
Yeah.
It's not easy. But then she goes,
that's not every day for her.
But she goes, but the problem with that is that you hold it in and then I explode once a month when I step on a car or I step on a Lego. Then I want all the Legos thrown out in the entire house.
Right.
I got no time for that because I've held in the last 10 things that I was mad about.
See, I know we talk about like the fact that it's not healthy to hold on to things, but one of my defense mechanisms in this world is I forget. Like, I'm quick to forget something. Mm-hmm. So if I compartmentalize and I'm upset about something and I just push it down, I will eventually forget about it. And I know that's probably not the healthiest way to deal with your feelings, but it works for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And it's just funny how I'm like, just enjoy your day. Like, yes, of course you could be mad. See, what we're doing now that's really annoying and it's a real crux of our issue is we're potty training Ruby. She already knows how to pee.
This week.
Ruby already knows how to pee. She pees, no problem. She tells us, but when she poops, she does not tell us.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going to the pool. And if she poops in the pool, she's out. She's done.
But do you not keep it? You don't keep a like disposable swim diaper on her?
Yeah, she's on her, but still, like, that's not the potty. Like,
right.
She's turning 4 in August.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's time for her to learn how to go potty. So
I heard the girls have a harder time with number 2. Like, boys have a harder time learning how to go with number 1, but then they kind of get it for number 2. I heard girls are the opposite. Like, they get the pee right away, but then they don't understand.
And also, girls do overnights quicker. Like, they'll stay drier longer than boys.
Mm-hmm.
But boys are animals, and we just piss wherever we are.
I know.
Pee. Sorry, I didn't mean to say the other word. Anyway, yesterday we were at the pool and she pooped. No mess. We took her out of the baby pool. It wasn't a big poop, a little poop. And Amanda's like, that's it. You're done. We're changing out of your swimsuit. So she starts throwing a meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, babe, are we really going to do that? Like, Gino's cooking our food, as I told you guys earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. We have a grill guy. And I'm like, let's just sit here and enjoy it. Well, now all of a sudden I'm not siding with her. We're not a united front. We talked about this. And all this is happening. And I'm just like, just maybe now is not the time. Like, aren't you in a vibe? Like, I'm a big vibe person. I'm like, we're in a vibe.
I know, but kids need consistency. And if you, I hate that I'm on Amanda's side about this because.
You hate Amanda.
No, I love Amanda. But like Dallas and I have this argument a lot too. You know, what we typically argue about is the kid stuff because Dallas is a pushover and like we'll say yes to anything. Schedule doesn't mean anything to him.
Right.
It could be 9:45 and I come home from a girls' night. I'm like, what the fuck is Cash doing up? But the united front and consistency is really important to me.
Yeah.
Because especially with Cash, if he realizes that one person is like giving in, then he won't come to me for it because I'm the hard
meat.
He'll
go to where?
He'll go to daddy. Yeah. And daddy will push over.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
Right.
And it's not consistent for him because then he thinks he can get away with it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe my lesson, my challenge for someone today is if you're in a shitty mood, maybe just think about how bad it is and maybe you can glaze over it. I don't know.
I think that's why I'm able to like push it down and forget about it. And I don't mean forget about it as in like I don't remember. I'm just over it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I do. I like to choose to be happy in my life.
I do, too. All right. Now, before we get out of here, did you pull it up? Did you find the answers to the question that we had from early this morning?
Oh,
producer
I can.
Nicole
Hold on.
Says the Backstreet Boys are better than NSYNC, hands down, because they had more hits.
Well, hold on.
NSYNC did.
Jesus, you don't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You take everything. I did not say that they're better.
I got to paraphrase to move things along.
I did not say Backstreet Boys was better. When we left the concert, my girlfriend was surprised that I was equal NSYNC and equal Backstreet Boys because she felt that, like, NSYNC just didn't have as many hits as Backstreet Boys. And I was like, no, no, no. Yes, they did. So I pulled up all their albums, which, by the way, they only had like three.
NSYNC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we were like playing it, and to where like the Backstreet Boys, like even the songs that weren't the hits, like, you know, because on an album, there's probably only like four or five that, you know,
yeah,
go absolutely crazy.
Right.
But the other tracks, I still know all of those. Whereas we started listening to the NSYNC albums, which, like I said, there's only like three or four. And there was probably only a handful of songs that I remember hearing.
Really?
Like, all the rest were...
But that's because you were... I'm sorry, did you already say this? Were you more Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
I was the same. Hmm. But that's what I'm saying. Like, NSYNC doesn't have that many, like, hits that you would play back or even on their albums. Like, their songs...
Yeah, I'm looking at their greatest hits album, and you're not wrong.
You're looking at NSYNC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's like, Bye Bye Bye, Girlfriend, This I Promise You, It's Gonna Be Me.
Hit. Bye Bye Bye, hit. It's yeah. Gonna Be Me,
yeah.
Hit.
Yeah.
Tearing Up My Heart, hit.
Uh-huh.
I Want You Back, hit. Girlfriend, eh.
No.
Gone, eh. Pop.
So like,
their three albums.
That's a good one.
Their three albums. They had the NSYNC album, which was my first CD ever. But even like this, there's 14 songs. I'm going to list off these 14 songs and tell me if you know them.
Okay.
Tearing Up My Heart.
Yes.
Yep.
Obviously. I Just Want to Be With You.
Nope.
No. Here We Go.
Nope.
For the Girl Who Has Everything.
Nope.
God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You.
I know
yes.
that one.
Yes. You Got It.
Nope.
I Need Love.
Maybe you're right.
I Want You Back.
Yes.
Everything I Own.
Nope.
Thinking of You, I Drive Myself Crazy.
Nope.
Crazy for You. Sailing.
Yep, yes. That was a remake. We talked about that.
And Giddy Up.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying. And then here's their next album, No Strings Attached.
I was going to say, is No Strings Attached any better?
Now, okay, listen to this. Obviously, Bye Bye Bye.
Uh-huh.
It's Gonna Be Me.
Yes, mm-hmm. We know.
Space Cowboy, we know.
Yeah.
Just Got Paid.
Yes.
It Makes Me Ill.
Mm-mm.
This I Promise You.
Yes.
No Strings Attached. Digital Get Down. Bringing the Noise. That's When I'll Stop Loving You.
Okay.
I'll Be Good for You. I Thought She Knew.
All right. All right. Now let's look at Backstreet Boys.
Okay. Backstreet Boys. Now, first off, that was two of their three albums.
Okay.
NSYNC. Here's, we can pick, we'll
yeah,
do Millennium.
Celebrity, they started to like trail off.
Yeah. So we'll do, we'll do Millennium,
right.
1999.
And for those people that are listening to the podcast and you guys aren't local to Charlotte, the Backstreet Boys were here on Friday night. That's why this is relevant now.
Okay.
Oh my God, I don't know anything on the Celebrity album from NSYNC.
I know. Okay, here's Backstreet Boys Millennium, 1999. The same time, this was 2 years before, I think this was the same time NSYNC came out.
Okay.
Larger Than Life.
Yeah.
I Want It That Way.
Mm-hmm.
Show Me the Meaning of Being. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's Gotta Be You. I Need You Tonight. Don't Want You Back.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't Want to Lose You Now. The One. Back to Your Heart. Spanish Eyes.
What's The One? You're going too fast. Now I don't know some of these.
I don't know that one.
Me either.
I know this one.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Okay. But I feel like I would feel the same way if I listened to the NSYNC album from, like, start to... Like, I was a big NSYNC head. So, like, you could probably play the song, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
Okay, so this is Black and Blue. I'm just gonna...
Yeah, just yell out some songs.
The Call.
Nope.
Oh, this is my... That's my favorite song. Shape of My Heart.
Yep.
Yep.
Everyone, More Than That. How Did I Fall in Love with You? Like, I just feel like...
I don't know any of those, though. I knew everything off
but
the first
you know
album,
that,
but
Nicole,
nothing.
Because you just saw them perform it in concert.
No, so there, there were actually several that... They performed over 30 songs, and
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I was very surprised. They outplayed a
Did
lot.
Did they play a lot of their new stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, I was just kind of like...
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know. I was very surprised because I was... backing up NSYNC for a while, and then I just realized, like, they couldn't do a
tour. Let's just do this real quick.
No, I don't think they could do a tour in their current states. I think Backstreet Boys definitely outlived them, but I think NSYNC was better in the moment.
There's probably something to that. But I wonder who had more top 40 hits. I can ask that to Google, and they'll tell you. Who had more hits in
NSYNC? There you go. It already came up. Wait, delete. There you go. First one.
Okay. Even though they only released three albums, NSYNC had as many top 10 hits as Backstreet Boys. They had the same. They both had the same number of songs crack the top 10 in the Billboard Hot 100.
Okay.
So there's our answer. Now, who sold more?
Probably Backstreet Boys.
The group
Backstreet
with more
Boys.
Longevity is NSYNC, according to.
Wow. See, now, I mean.
The Tilt.
Wow, and that's from 2020.
Maybe, because then you get into, like, Black and Blue was their 2000 album, Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then they released another one in 2005. And the only one I know from this song is Incomplete, or from this album is Incomplete. So I feel like after 2000, like, Unbreakable was an album.
Mm.
I don't really know anything on here.
All right.
This Is Us.
All right. Well, whether you're a Backstreet Boys fan or you're an NSYNC fan, chances are you probably know New Kids on the Block because they were the first.
Yeah.
And we have New Kids on the Block tickets to give away on Friday, Lauren.
Yeah.
On the radio, Kiss 95.1. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.